Today, we'll talk about five things I don't think are worth it on Disney World trips. That's coming up on this episode 37 of WDW Prep to Go. Hello and welcome to WDW Prep to Go, where we talk strategy and ideas for people planning their Disney World trips. I am your host, Shannon Albert, the creator of WDWPrepSchool.com. Welcome to this episode 37. Now, today we're going to talk about things that I don't think are worth it. Believe it or not, I actually do think most things are worth it at Disney World. In fact, recently there were a few announcements of some new events, and immediately I thought, yep, that is absolutely worth it to me, but there are a few things I don't think are worth it on Disney World trips, so we'll talk about those today. Before we get into the list of five things, just a reminder that you can always find me on social media, facebook.com/WDWPrepSchool. We just passed over 8,500 people there, I think, and if you're listening to it in May 2014, if you're listening to it in the future, it's hopefully a larger number than that. And the same on Pinterest, which is pinterest.com/WDWPrepSchool. And lastly, I invite you to join me on Twitter, twitter.com/WDWPrepSchool. The media event at Disney World took place this past week over a few days, so I was very active on Twitter trying to keep up with all the announcements and information that was coming out. So I invite you to join me there as well. And extra points for anyone who takes the time to leave an iTunes rating and review, which are always very much appreciated. We are going to dive in now to the five things I don't think are worth it on Disney World trips. And don't forget that at the end, I do have a quick tip of the day. Now, as I mentioned, I often do think things are worth it at Disney World. So, for instance, there was recently an announcement of an Epcot party that is after hours party where you can hang out at one of four restaurants and have drinks and food and be in the World Showcase until 11 p.m. I immediately thought, yep, that's worth it to me. And another option that just came out was at Animal Kingdom, there is a new thing called Harambe Nights, and that involves food and drinks and a special show and a celebrity narrator. And that one's fairly pricey. It's over $100 per person, but I still thought, yep, that's worth it. But I thought today I need to point out the things I don't think are worth it because there are a few things that I don't want to do. And some of these are things I've done and didn't like or didn't think they were worth it. And some of these are things I just haven't done because I don't think they sound like they're worth it. So the first thing is a party at Epcot. It's the Epcot Illumination Sparkling Dessert Party. This party is offered on Wednesdays, Fridays, and Saturdays, and it takes place on the Showcase Plaza, and that's basically the area that separates Future World and the World Showcase. They kind of rip it off for the party. And at the party, they serve desserts and sparkling wine, and it costs $49 for adults and $29 for children. So the reason I don't think this one's worth it, but I do think the Magic Kingdom dessert party is worth it, is that first of all, they don't provide seats. So it's this big pavement area and they have tables set up for the drinks and the food, but people end up having to stand around. And so that's the first thing. But the second thing is that there are plenty of places to watch illuminations. You don't need a special party to have a good spot, that you can really sit in many places all around the World Showcase and watch illuminations. So this party for me is not worth it, but I do recommend the Magic Kingdom fireworks dessert party. It does give you assigned seats. You have a table and chairs and you have good seating, and Tinkerbell flies right over you when you are in that area. And so to me, that one is worth it. But the Epcot Illumination Sparkling Dessert Party, not something that's on my to-do list. Number two on my list of things that are not worth it is the FastPass Plus for Fantasmic. And at Hollywood Studios, they have tiers when you're selecting FastPass Plus reservations. And so in Tier 1, you've got things like Toy Story Mania and Rock and Roller Coaster and Fantasmic. So you can choose Fantasmic, but it has to be your Tier 1 choice. Choosing that means you're giving up the Toy Story Mania or Rock and Roller Coaster FastPass. So first of all, I don't think it's anywhere close to on the level of Rock and Roller Coaster or Toy Story Mania. Second of all, it doesn't give you better seats necessarily. You are in a different section, kind of off to the side, and a lot of people that just arrive on standby can do that. What I would prefer, if you are concerned about FastPass, I mean, not FastPass, if you're concerned about Fantasmic seating, I would suggest booking the Fantasmic dinner package, because it doesn't cost you any extra than it would to eat at one of the restaurants at Hollywood Studios. So the Fantasmic dinner package is offered at Hollywood Brown Derby and Mama Melrose for lunch and dinner, and at Hollywood and Vine for only dinner. And the cost of the meal is the same whether or not you eat there or if you eat there under the Fantasmic dinner package, but you get a special area to sit in when you book the Fantasmic dinner package version of the reservation. One of the drawbacks to booking this is that the times are often really strange. So for dinner, you might end up eating at 4 o'clock as opposed to 5 or 6. But if you can handle the strange times that are available for the dinner package, I definitely think it's worth it to do it that way as opposed to using one of your FastPass Plus reservations for the show. And in the seating for the Fantasmic dinner package is right in the middle, in the two middle sections of the area is the seating for the Fantasmic dinner package. So it's a good area. It didn't used to be. It used to be kind of off to the side, but they've changed it to where it's in the middle. If you're on the dining plan, you can actually pay with credits, and it's one table service credit if you eat at Hollywood and Vine and Mama Melrose, 2 table service credits if you eat at Brown Derby. Brown Derby is my favorite restaurant in Hollywood Studios, but if you want a 1 table service credit option, I would suggest Mama Melrose as the best bet for the Fantasmic dinner package. So that's number 2. Number 3 is Be Our Guest restaurant for dinner. And this one I've mentioned before to people that I don't enjoy this restaurant for dinner. It makes some people kind of angry. And I think the reason it makes people angry is that they sort of have high hopes for it because it's the hardest reservation to get. And then they finally get it. So they feel like they've accomplished something. And so they don't want to hear me talk about how I don't like it. But there are a few reasons I don't like it. 1, the service and food are inconsistent. 2, the reservation is really hard to get. And considering that I don't like the service and food there, it seems kind of a waste of effort to worry about this as the first reservation that you need to get when you get online 180 days in advance. In addition, a lot of people, when they get on 180 days in advance, can't even get it at that point because they're all booked up. Whenever there are parties at the Magic Kingdom in September and October, they have Halloween parties. In November, December, there's Christmas parties. And on those days, the Magic Kingdom closes at 7 p.m. and the table service restaurants do as well. So that means Be Our Guest on those days is only open for a couple of hours for dinner. So there are very few spots to even get for Be Our Guest for dinner. In addition, the character meal experience here is not like other places. The Beast is there and he's in his own room and you can go in and get a picture taken, but there isn't this cast of characters that comes around to your table to take pictures. I actually might like it much better and suggest it if there was, because imagine if, you know, a few characters from Beauty and the Beast were at your table taking pictures. That would be amazing, but it's not. It's just the Beast in a different room. And I'm not a picky eater at all, and I did not like the food. I sampled lots of different things here and just did not like it. But what I can recommend is lunch, because I love lunch at Be Our Guest, and it is a quick service for the lunch meal. And I would suggest doing that. I love the food. It's the same ambiance because it's the same restaurant. You don't have the Beast at lunch, but you do have the same ambiance and better food. And I do have the FastPass Plus. You can get a FastPass Plus reservation for lunch here. And I will put information in the show notes about how to do that. But basically, you have to have an on-site reservation. And then there's a link that you can go to and you input your reservation number and you can actually order your food ahead of time and you can reserve a time. So I actually have done that for my upcoming trip and I will be there in 2 weeks having lunch using a FastPass Plus. It does not count as one of your 3 FastPass Plus reservations for the day. It's totally separate. And it's just a nice thing to allow you to skip the lines there. If you don't have a FastPass Plus to eat lunch there, then I recommend lining up at 10:30 or 1:30 or so, just to avoid the peak crowds. And before the FastPass Plus was available, I was in that line at 10:30 many times. And I really, really enjoyed eating there for lunch. So that's number 3. Number four on my list of things I don't think are worth it on Disney World trips is cheap ponchos. And this is something I've actually done many times. And by cheap, I mean the dollar store kind. I have a whole post on the site, which I will link in the show notes, about going to the Dollar Tree to prepare for a Disney World trip. And one of the things is to pick up a package of cheap ponchos. And I've done this many times. And I just decided that they are not worth it because they are basically the consistency of Saran wrap. And when you put Saran wrap on, it's just not durable enough. And especially if you have, you know, more than one rainy day, you're going to end up needing them. And a good poncho that, you know, maybe only cost $8 is going to be worth it. It helps protect you from the rain and it's not so thin that it clings to you. And, you know, they're just awful, those dollar store ones. We actually have the ones that we bought at Disney World. I decided to break down and get a decent poncho instead of using the dollar store variety. And so we actually just take those on every trip. You don't have to buy them at Disney World if you don't want to. You could easily pick one up at home. But I just recommend getting ones that cost a few dollars as opposed to a package of four that cost $1 at the dollar store. Number five on my list of things that I don't think are worth it is the concierge or club level rooms at the deluxe resorts. Now, let me explain what those are. The concierge or club level rooms are available at all deluxe resorts, and what they allow you to have is a few different things. One is there are special staff available to you to help you with things like preparing an itinerary for your trip or making reservations for shows or restaurants, things like that. There's also light snacks and drinks provided at various times throughout the day. Some resorts provide special views. For instance, the Polynesian has a whole section where you can sit in and watch fireworks for the Magic Kingdom, that kind of thing. And they cost an extra $150 to $200 per night. And to me, that is not worth it. I am not anti-concierge or anti-club level room, but I am against it at Disney World because if you are a planner, if you're listening to this or if you're on my website or whatever, you're probably a planner. So you probably are not going to make great use of the staff there to help you because you are already doing it yourself. And then secondly, you're probably going to be out and about when a lot of the light snacks and drinks are being provided. And even if you are there for, you know, one of the drinks and snacks, it's not probably worth the extra $150 to $200 per night. For me, this kind of service makes much more sense when you are going somewhere to relax or when the hotel is the destination. So my husband and I, on one of our anniversaries, we did this as a special, you know, upgrade because it was our anniversary, and we enjoyed it because we got to go to the lounge and have drinks and appetizers in the evening, and it was nice having our own section of the hotel, you know, that kind of thing. But at Disney World, for me, not worth it. I haven't done it personally, but I just, based on what it provides and what I think I will be able to take advantage of, doesn't seem like it would be worth the extra cost for me. So that is on my list of things that are not worth it. So that wraps up my list of five things. If you have some additional things that you have questions about, or if you would add to my list, I would invite you to in the show notes, and I will list the link to that at the end of the episode. I do have a quick tip of the day, and my quick tip of the day is that for people who are trying to decide if the Disney dining plan is worth it, and by the way, I think it is worth it for many people, for others, it's not, but I do have a spreadsheet of data that is available, and it lists all the restaurants at Disney World, and it lists the average value of a table service credit there or a quick service credit there, and you can kind of sort and see what makes the most sense for you. Because if you know where you're going to eat and you look at this and realize it's probably not a great use of a credit, then maybe it makes more sense to pay out of pocket. On the other hand, if you are the type of travel group that is going to use some of the higher priced restaurants, for instance, a lot of the character meal buffets, they tend to be pretty pricey, then it likely does make sense for you to get the dining plan because you're going to definitely get a lot of bang for your buck. We are right in the middle of free dining, which was just offered. It was announced a couple days ago for the fall for Disney Visa card holders. And then starting on May 7th, it'll be available for the general public. So obviously when the dining plan is free, you know, it is worth it, but you may still want to maximize your credit. So In the show notes, I will list information about this. But basically, to get the raw data, you need to be on the email list. It's a special perk that I have made just available to people on the email list. There is a big, there are big graphics I designed that sort of list all the data in graphic form. But if you want it in a spreadsheet and the ability to sort it on your own, then you do need to be on the email list. If you're already on it, you can just shoot me an email and you can just say, I'd like the information. If you are not, go ahead and sign up. And then once you get the introductory email from me, just hit reply and ask for it there. But in the show notes, I will also include a link to the chart because you can view those, you can pin those on Pinterest, etc. So that's another option for you. So I hope that is helpful. And I think that's going to wrap up this episode of WDW Prep to Go. For more information, including all the links I mentioned in this episode, you can visit wdwprepschool.com/episode37. That is the number 37. Until next time, I'll see you on the site.